Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and don't look now, but the stage is suddenly set for a marriage equality showdown in New Jersey. Supporters are rallying in Trenton today, but before we get to that, Governor Christie made the headlines for something else this morning. WNYC senior reporter Bob Henley and New Jersey News Service managing editor Nancy Solomon are here. Hello, you two.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, two new judgeship nominations today. Bob, what's the scoop?
Sure. Well, you have Bruce Harris, 61 years old. He's the mayor of Chatham Borough in Morris County, African-American, openly gay, quite an accomplished lawyer. And then you have Philip Kwan, who's 44, from Closter, Bergen County. He had worked closely with former Attorney General Paula Dow and also had worked with Chris Christie when he was U.S. Attorney. His most recent accomplishment was helping Dow overhaul the way that municipal police put together their internal affairs investigation, a long overdue kind of internal controls on local police.
And with this appointment of an African-American, New Jersey Supreme Court has been without a minority member since 2010, when Christie controversially declined to reappoint Justice Wallace, who had been the only African-American member. So are Harris's politics very different or judicial judgment very different, and this is making the bench more conservative?
Well, he's a registered Republican, and beyond that, we don't really know. He's and, you know, there was very little said at the press conference about where he stands on any particular issue. But I think given the announcement that Christie was making an appointment of a black gay lawyer to the Supreme Court the day before gay marriage debates and hearings begin in Trenton, you really can't call it anything else but a masterful political move. And it, you know, the Democrats were trying to pin him in a corner about an issue that now polls in majority numbers support gay marriage in New Jersey. And every time they try to pin him in a corner, he comes right back at them.
Yeah, he makes his own narrative, and that's what he did here.
You have a clip of the governor, Nancy?
Yes, I do. This is him. He was asked if this appointment of Bruce Harris had means anything about whether he plans to change his stance because he says he does not support gay marriage.
You know, I've been pretty clear on this topic all the way through. And I think those of you who've gotten to know me over time know that I'm not somebody who changes position with the grace of a ballerina. So I wouldn't be all a Twitter in expectation.
He can't stay away from those pirouette metaphors.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that now this really sets the stage, the Democrats, you know, last time in the Senate, gay marriage went down to defeat 14-20. And key Democrats who are in major power positions now abstained. Senate President Stephen Sweeney abstained. And so he is now on the record strongly in favor of it. Paul Sarlo. So the Democrats are in alignment, and they think they have a couple of Republicans that they can pick off. The key reason why Sweeney says he's for it now is that thanks to former Senator Bill Baroni, the lone Republican who did support the bill, who's now at the Port Authority, there are measures put in there that apparently are different and more aggressive in terms of protections for religious institutions than New York State's bill, and permits churches, synagogues, or mosques to not rent their facilities for a gay marriage. So that's and Sweeney looks at it as a civil right.
And I think what's very, you know, key about this in terms of Christie and his political moves is that, you know, right, he's able to say, hey, I'm not homophobic. I don't have a problem with gay people. I just think, and he has said this, I just think people aren't ready for gay marriage. And that's a masterful line to walk for a New Jersey Republican.
I think polls tell us otherwise, and I know individuals, when asked the question, they say, no, I'm not ready for marriage, but I don't think that's what he's talking about. So does it come down to which character Christie wants to play? An economic hardliner who's just looking out for the Garden State's bottom line, in which maybe he should be okay with marriage equality, or a possible vice presidential candidate who would have to balance out Romney's questionable conservative record, or for that matter, a possible presidential candidate for 2016 who would have to get ready for the conservative Republican primary states like South Carolina?
Well, I think that he might actually just believe, as an act of conscience, as a Roman Catholic, that marriage is defined for his purposes as between a man and a woman. Now, the key test, the John F. Kennedy profile and courage moment, if you will be, will he release his Republican caucus to vote their conscience? And that's really the next key moment. If he comes out and says, listen, I understand this is really something that should not be for partisan gain or, disparagement, ladies and gentlemen, vote your conscience, then we'll get at least a real test of where New Jersey's Senate's at.
In theory, isn't that what they're supposed to do all the time? Vote their consciences in office? Is that what we elect people to do or not?
Exactly.
Or maybe at least vote for what they believe their constituents want.
Right.
But in either case, that doesn't seem to be happening so much.
And the constituents can always throw them out. But to make a very fine point out of what you were just saying, we know the governor says he doesn't personally support marriage equality laws, but when asked earlier this month if he intended to veto a bill on marriage equality, if the members of the legislature voted their conscience and came up yes, he wouldn't say. According to the Star-Ledger, he said, when forced to make a decision, if forced to make a decision on it, I'll make a decision. So do you think he was purposely keeping the door open just a crack?
Well, I think that the key question there is don't answer questions you don't have to. That's a number rule book for politicians. And he wasn't confronted with the veto-proof 27 number, which is what would be required in the Senate, 27 out of 40. So as a result, he doesn't have to cross that bridge. And here's the thing. If he vetoes it and they override it, then the question is, would he pursue it in court?
I spoke with Stephen Goldstein, who's the director of Garden State Equality, the group, the gay rights group in New Jersey that's field marshaling this whole effort and has been for years. And, you know, and he says this doesn't change their strategy. I mean, what the appointment of Bruce Harris to the Supreme Court doesn't change their strategy. It doesn't change how they feel about Christie. He was thrilled with the appointment and wouldn't criticize Christie for being political, but at the same time was saying, you know, that they are going for a veto-proof vote. That's their strategy. And then at the same time, they have a lawsuit that'll make its way through the courts.
But last thing, not to get too distracted by the identity politics of Bruce Harris, African-American and gay, on politics, on the things that – I shouldn't say politics, on the law, on the things that a judge right. actually has to decide on at the level of the highest court in the state. Is he going to be the New Jersey's Clarence Thomas?
Well, you ask – the central question here is the governor had been talking about the fact that he has been really upset with the courts, what he considers activist role in Abbott v. Burke, requiring that billions of dollars be spent on critical some 30-odd urban districts. And he has pledged that he wanted to see people
to
in the court
to even out education funding.
Right, right. Or
state.
To make up for chronic decades, generations
yes.
of underinvestment. But he has said that he wanted someone in this court, these new positions, who would have the point of view that would be more like his, which would be non-activist judges, if you will. He says in the Star-Ledger reporting today that he did not impose a litmus test on either one, but figure that if Harris hails from Chatham, which is a Morris County suburban district, the suburban districts have really been hurt to some degree in terms of they're getting their share of funding, they believe. And if he's a Republican mayor, certainly his experience would be in alignment with Chris Christie, who's a Republican from Morris County.
Bob Henley, Nancy Solomon, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, resorting to after-school programs to get the math and science education your kids need. Stay with us.